Most of us, perhaps, are here because we have to be here, because it's a holy day of obligation. That's why I'm here. Or else I would have had Mass this morning alone. But I am here because I have to be here in the sense that the church guides me, guides all of you to go to church, go to Mass on holy days of obligation like today. Begins today and resumes tomorrow, the holy day of obligation, which we call the Immaculate Conception, which is the conception of Mary, not of Jesus. So we're here out of obligation. And there are some things we do in our lives because we have to. And there are some things we do in our lives because we want to. And those that we have to do can be good or bad for us. Going to the dentist, we have to do. And it can be great if you get a teeth cleaning, but it's terrible if you get a root canal. Right? So we want to work out and exercise, and it can be great when you notice those pounds shedding, but it's miserable when it feels like you're going to have a heart attack. So you understand that in life, there are things that we have to do and things that we want to do. We have the Immaculate Conception because God wanted Mary to be free from sin. We have God in Jesus because Mary wanted God in Jesus. So when we listen to the gospel today, which is not the Immaculate Conception, it's the conception of Jesus, not of Mary. That's where the confusion comes in. Mary didn't have to say yes. She's not a puppet. She said yes to God and conceiving his son because she wanted to. And the world changed forever. So perhaps Mary would teach us that the best things in life are the things not that we have to do, but the things that we want to do. That's why in a marriage, a woman will always take a gift, flowers from her husband, surprisingly, just on an ordinary day, versus just only on the anniversary or only on my birthday. But if that man, that husband, surprises his wife, that day is the best day of the year because he wanted to do that, not because he has to, and of course the wife knows that, and vice versa. I thank all of you on behalf of the church for coming to Mass. But perhaps this isn't so obligatory. Nobody stuck a gun to your head. Nobody stuck a gun to my head. Would I die if I didn't come to Mass tonight? No. Would I go to hell? Probably. But I didn't have to be here. I willingly drove in my car from the high school to get here and willingly put these things on because I want to love God. And I think deep down in our hearts, we're all there. Mary teaches us through her Immaculate Conception, free from sin, that the best things in life we willingly choose. And this is the key to our faith. When we start living our Catholic faith because we want to, not because we have to, then life changes forever. So in Mary's life, conceived without sin, living a perfect life, would she have chosen, would she have said no to God? She probably didn't even think about that. But she could have. She could have said no to God, and I want to live my own life without that in it. But she said yes. And as all of you, and I applaud you, said yes to coming to Mass tonight, that's the key to the Christian life. Is day in and day out, we just say yes to God. And in return, In return, a God simply says yes to us when we die and we knock on heaven's door. And we say, God, can I come in? And he'll say, yes, because you said yes to me.